Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Royalty, everybody. How are y'all doing this today?
I'm doing good. Alicia, how you doing, girl?
Good. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday.
Hey, how y'all
good,
doing?
Ladies. What's going on?
Hey, boss.
Hey. We're all in the clubhouse.
How's everybody's weekend?
Oh, boy, my weekend has been crazy busy. As I told you guys, I'm just finally taking a deep breath to join you guys. My favorite time of the weekend, writing on top time.
Yes, I'm enjoying it. We love coming together. This is the highlight of my week as well. We start off, you know, in the middle. We had two great shows this week, you know, with the super producer, Big L. Then we had, you know, great authors to talk about different subjects with. And it's been fun. It's a great ride. I am excited about tonight's show. How about you, Alicia?
Absolutely. What about you, Aaron?
What is Aaron doing?
Good. I definitely am very excited about tonight's show. Two publishers, two female powerhouses in their own right. You know, and I just, you know, I'm very interested in hearing how, you know, they do their thing, the hidden hand. You always want to know how things get turned.
Right,
so it should
right.
be very interesting.
Yes, yes, both of them too, you know, strong forces in the industry, helping to put out great pieces of work. And I'm waiting to sit down with T. Styles, publicist and publisher, rather, as well as her manager, and we'll be able to see what all things come into play to make things tick, to make the cartel so successful. And then we have Shauna from the G Street Camp. She is the hand behind the scenes, helping to run the everyday runnings of G Street Chronicles, along with the CEO, George Sherman Hudson. And we're going to have an opportunity to sit down with both of them and find out what this publishing thing is about, what branding is about, you know, how they're able to market and promote, you know, a host of different authors with different styles. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a great show.
I think so too, Boss Lady. And I'm excited as well to hear these powerful women, you know, tell their stories. And I'm sure our listening audience is as well. You know, it's
yes,
great
I see that.
To see.
I see it filling up.
It's great to see this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you go ahead, Tony, and officially jump us off, we all over the place before the show starts, and then we can get it going.
You got it. Well, welcome, everyone, to our Sunday night edition to Writing Royalty Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tony, one of the various hosts that we have on the show, great hosts, I may add. These guys are a great group of people that I work with, and I enjoy it every time we come together. But
yes.
I'm an avid reader. And we have a powerful show, like Boss Lady Nene said, and I'm just excited to get it started. We have two great women in the house tonight, And I'm sure you're going to enjoy hearing their testimony, their stories, the hidden hand, as people likes to say. And to my right, one of the best co-hosts in the business, Miss Leisha. Once again, girl, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Yes, I'm glad to be here. Super excited. We got love to see women that are on a mission, just making their own way, burning up the path, you know, for other women to come behind them. So this is going to be wonderful. We're going to have a good time. I do want to say shout out to G Street Chronicles. They are truly making moves in 2014. We also want to say congratulations to Black and the whole Pink Angels Publications team. Their new author, Melody Rose, she just dropped her new book, Lust Playground. So you guys make sure you go out and grab that heat. Also, don't forget to hit them one clicks. Nene Capri still has Tainted. Trustful Bitch 3 for Nene Capri and Cash is out. And Aaron Bebo has Bunches of Love. So you guys make sure you get those one clicks, clicking on those hot, hot, hot bangers. Also, we want you to keep your cyber eyes peeled. Yes, it's finally here. I Used to Love Her will drop next Thursday. So everybody is super excited for Mr. Aaron Bebo. And then after that, he'll actually follow that up with the most anticipated author showdown. This is going to be a banger between him and Cash. Till My Casket Drops. That's coming out shortly after I Used to Love Her. So I want you guys to keep your cyber ears, your cyber eyes peeled for that. That's going to be hot. That competition is hot. I'm Team Cash, though, all day long. But this is going to be a good competition.
Oh, Lord.
All day, Team Cash.
Uh-oh. You're starting something.
No, I could dig it.
All day. Well, you know, hey.
You hear that phone ring, and that's the producer calling and telling you.
I mean, nah, listen, you know what? I feel you, Leisha. You started out Team Cash. You rolling. You know, I respect you, though, because you did change your temperature on me. Like, first you had the whole room freezing cold on me, and then you warmed up to me a little bit. Like, you at least gave me a look. You was like, I'm going to check you out. You checked me out. You was like, you know what? You all right. And, you know, you still stuck with Team Cash, and I feel you. I love that. That's what it is, because at least you gave me a shot.
Oh, absolutely. See, we had a – see, TMB has adopted Aaron Bebo. We love him to death, you know, but,
yes,
you know, I got to roll with the – yeah, but I roll with the Chief to the end. That's, if y'all don't know, I call Cash Chief. So I roll with the Chief to the end. Also, Trappers, we got a Trapper Alert. Nene Capri will be in Charlotte, North Carolina, on April the 12th at Books a Million between the hours of 12 noon and 4 p.m. So that is a Trapper Alert. All Trappers in Charlotte, if you want to holler at your girl Nene, make sure you are at Books a Million between the hours of 12 noon and 4 p.m. on April the 12th. I will make sure that I post it on Writing Royalty so that you will have the address as well. And make sure you guys are sending in your emails to thewritingroyalty@gmail.com for our summer giveaways. Because we give away some hot stuff this summer, and I don't want you guys to miss out. So that's writingroyalty@gmail.com. And in your subject box, just put summer giveaway contest, and we will put you in the mix for that. Now we also got Aaron Bebo. I call him the number one stunner. He's the director with the pen. He's also Super Chef. For all of that don't know him, Aaron Bebo does cook very well. See what you got
Thank
going
you.
On today? Did you cook?
Yeah, I'm on the grill.
Oh.
I'm on the grill. It's nice.
Party at D's house.
It's nice and sunny.
Well, I'm glad it's sunny there. It's not sunny up my way.
No, it's been raining for 2 days straight up top.
Yep, that's what me and D's been dealing with.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm in Michigan,
I like,
and we ain't had
Yeah, I know. I'm about to throw a couple of steaks on the grill, hook up some Spanish rice.
Oh, man. He rubbing it in.
Nah, I'm just saying. You know, I like to. I actually haven't been cooking in a minute. I haven't cooked in a while.
We know.
So, I ain't been chefing.
Okay. You know, just like folks, you get over to their house and they ain't got no food, but you expecting them to cook.
Yeah, for real. Listen, I'm going to tell you the thing with people that do cook. When we do good people that like that, like say when we do little events and we throw barbecues and stuff, what we don't like, I'm going to tell you what we don't like. That's why the food start disappearing. You be seeing stuff. And you be like, what happened to that? Because we packed it up. Like, uh-uh, absolutely not.
Right.
Like,
go on, put that to the side.
We done invited you, and then you pull up. And you got like three other people that we don't know. We don't like that.
And a Tupperware.
We don't like that.
I hate that.
Yeah, people getting out the car with empty Tupperware already. Like, yo, yeah, I heard about your ribs. Like, yo, I just
absolutely
met you.
Oh, where's the tinfoil?
Right, they should have taken the plate to a whole new level.
Yeah, you like, yo, you about to go? You just got here like, oh, I'm just making me a plate to go. I'm about to eat while I'm here, too. You'd be like, what?
Well, boss lady, how's your weekend going?
Oh, you know me. I was getting around. I did a little bit of traveling. They had a book signing at Source of Knowledge in North New Jersey, and they had Blacktop out, Quan, Jan Benjamin, Thomas Long, one of the longtime supporters of the literary game, Faye Wilkes from down at DMV. So, you know, everybody came out and, you know, the readers still came out even though it was raining and they had food and everything. And, you know, I blew through there and then I was back on the road writing and plotting and planning. I'll see where we're going.
On the road again.
Yes, I'll be on the road again next week. Yes, I'll be. After the weekend, I'll be heading to North Carolina. So that's going to be good. Like I said, I'm super, super, super duper excited about tonight. If you're interested in learning about this publishing game and how to brand yourself and, you know, the success of a team, we're going to be asking those questions of two of the, you know, top behind-the-scenes, hidden-hand ladies in this industry. And they're both going to be on here, and we're going to get some good information. I personally will be taking notes. I know if you're anybody in the industry and you're listening tonight, definitely be taking notes because they're going to drop some jewels, and you might need that for something later. But I'm super excited about the show tonight, and we're going to learn a lot, you know, about their careers and their journey, you know, what it took for them to, you know, get to the top of the game where they are now. So that is really, really awesome, and I can't wait to hear it. We're going to have, Leisha, you can go ahead on, and you can give us the bio for Ms. Sharice Washington, the vice president of the Cartel Publication.
Yes, ma'am. Now she's the VP. And she's as the vice president of Cartel Publishing. As we just said, she has skillfully maneuvered the everyday happenings of one of the hottest pens in the game, the beautiful and wicked T. Styles, author T. Styles, y'all. If y'all have not got a T. Styles book, y'all are missing out. I'm telling y'all. Her mind and just how she puts it down is awesome. She will blow you away. And then they have their literary team, the Pit Bulls. Not only does she manage and publish, she is also a brain chest for a great project that is going to be coming from the Cartel. So I'm interested to see what that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They always have some hot stuff coming out. Always got something new.
Yeah, you need that. You know, you always need some innovation. You always need some bright, you know, ideas. You need someone who's in the cut,
that can bring those ideas to the table. So when you sit down, you're able to have a successful company. And they have built a great brand.
Mm-hmm. And just the business mind. Like, I don't know if anybody has ever listened to Hunter and T Styles when they go on YouTube and they do their Ustream and they talk about just like a post that just talk to everybody and whatever they have coming up next, just the way everything is organized and laid out, and then just the mind, the business mind that they both have is awesome. So they have like a dynamo team over there going on. So shout out to Cartel Publications.
Yes, and they show up at events in rare form. They're out there, their uniforms, you know, they have, you know, everything up, which shows that they're building a successful brand. They hold a high precedence for that, you know, with the books, with the covers, with the titles, with how they represent. And, you know, I'm honored, you know, anytime I'm able to be at any event with them, whether, you know, we're just all just at an event celebrating an author or if we're actually out there on the grind. Always a very, very good interaction. And, you know, I'm happy to have her on the show tonight, Ms. Sharice Washington. If you go ahead, Erin, we're going to drop that beat on her, and then we're going to bring her right on the into the clubhouse and see how she makes it happen. Drop that beat.
Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm running. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with ya? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent heavy making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even as small as they can burn a bridge. Even as small as they can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm running. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't kill my vibe.
Yes. That's one of the theme songs, you know. That's telling y'all, you know what I'm saying, fall back, let me do what I got to do, don't kill my vibe.
That's right.
Please don't kill my vibe.
Absolutely. I got something going on. You can take that over there.
Yes. Well, did we bring her in, Erin, the one and only Sharice Washington?
Yes, she is live. Good evening. How you doing, Miss Sharice? You are live in the clubhouse.
Hey, what's going on, fam? How y'all doing?
Oh, man, trying to make sure.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, you can. Yes, ma'am.
All right, just want to make sure. Who's up, fam? What's going on, Erin? What's up, Leisha? Nene?
Hey.
Glad to have you on the line.
Oh, I'm honored to be here. Thanks for having me. I appreciate y'all. Yeah, y'all brought me out, too. Yeah, you know, that's my joint right there. I was in here partying.
That's what it's up.
Yeah, that's my right
That's me. That's me all the way, laid back.
Lay back. Every time I see you, just be handling it. You be like the little Silent Storm, just over there brewing, plotting, planning, and then boom.
Yeah, I'm moving silent.
Yeah,
what's going on, y'all?
Definitely. We excited. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
This is Toni Sharice. Welcome to the Clubhouse. I am really excited to have you with us tonight. And
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Being with us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I already got started. Are y'all sipping on something, too?
Yo, you know what? I got the tequila right here. I'm about to put some ice in a cup right now. I ain't know nobody else was drinking, see? I'll be
Kick
on
the
here
ice
with
to the curb.
Yeah, okay. I'm going straight with it tonight.
That's what's up. But we're happy to have you here. We're going to, you know, jump this off. We're happy that we're able to have your voices heard. A lot of times different authors get the praise, or the brand may get the praise, but they don't realize the hidden hands that's behind everything. That's, you know, like I said, like a chess. That everything is poured in, and the ideas are tossed around and turned around, so you put out the best product and have been very successful at it for years.
Yes, thankfully.
Yes, we're happy. But from your perspective, with building a successful company and a successful brand, what is one of the key components that has kept the cartel out front with heat, you know, representing? What does that look like for the cartel through your eyes?
Consistency is one word I would say that holds true. You got to be consistent in this game. You can't flake. You can't fall off. You got to come at them. You got to come at them hard, and you got to keep coming at them. That's the only way you're going to last in this game, consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the brand. Mm-hmm. You guys made mention of building the brand. That's exactly what it is. You can't put everything behind a particular author. You got to make sure that everything you do is for the brand, what's best for the brand.
Yeah.
That's how you stay in.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And holding a high standard for that brand.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Not just having it, but holding a high standard for it so that you can continue, like you said, to be successful, to be current, and to be in demand. That's another key thing, like being
absolutely
in demand. You know, what types of information can you give? We have a lot of different authors, they're going into the publishing game, they're moving from one facet to the other, which is a huge jump, right? One day you're writing, and the day you run into somebody's career. Yes.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for, you know, these new authors that are getting into the game? What's your first piece of strongest advice you can give them?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, you know, because I like to keep it all the way 100. In this day and age with technology and how publishing has changed so much, to be honest, you really probably need to do, you definitely have to do your research first. If you feel like you can't put 100% aside behind yourself and your work, and you want a publisher to put it out there for you, then you must do your research to make sure that, you know, everybody that you're looking at or who you want to send your work to is on the up. That's first and foremost, because everybody out here, you know, unfortunately is not, you know, at their best or have your best intentions at heart. So you must do your research. But I recommend, you know, you being your own boss. You know, that's one thing that we do at the Cartel Publications. You know, we back an author, but we really, eventually we want you to be able to fly on your own. You know, that's what it's about. You know, if you're not building bosses, that's what we want to do. So everybody has a chance to get into this industry and have control over their own destiny.
Yeah.
That's very important. You know what I mean? You can't just, you know, you can always work for somebody else, but then what happens if the company folds? You know, what are you going to do? You got to go back to a 9-to-5. You got to, you know, try to do what you got to do to survive. Not if you learn the game, if you back yourself, which is important anyway, then you'll be able to sustain yourself. And when I say back yourself, meaning that if you want to go with a publisher, the publisher is going to promote your work, absolutely, because they invested in you. But it's only going to be to a certain point. You still got to get out there, and you still got to hustle for yourself anyway. Nobody's going to promote you more than you can. So you might as well take note in that and then eventually fly on your own and do the same for your own company. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about.
That's
what we want to do. That's what we promote.
Right.
Over at Well, let me. I want to go back a little bit to the beginning. What was your first steps towards your taking your interest into an actual? Because you had to have an interest to publish. Well, I mean, like what would
how we got in the game?
Yeah, what made you be like, you know what, this is it. This is what I'm about to do. This is the role I'm gonna play as a part of this company. Like you ain't want to be the author, obviously. So.
Oh no. For me, I'm gonna be honest. Like I eventually ended up writing a book myself that came out last year, Herdsman Material. But
okay.
We started in 2008. So from 2008 to 2013, I hadn't put anything out as an author, and that is because, just like you said, Aaron, I wasn't at that time interested in being an author. I had great ideas. I had good titles, I thought, you know, and good concepts for books. But my problem was sitting down and actually penning the novel. I did not have the attention span for writing a full-out novel. I'm sorry. So it took me a while. But my business partner, CEO of the Cartel Publications, T. Styles. Shout out to T. Styles. She decided to put a book together and a seminar. It's called How to Write a Best-Selling Novel in 30 Days.
Mm-hmm.
And she
I got that joint.
She actually highlights the points of which, you know, it takes to sit down and focus on your novel and get it done. So that's what helped me to jump out there and write my first book. So I was behind the scenes, and I was very comfortable with being behind the scenes because that's what I do. You know, when something has to be done, I'm on it. And
all right, let me ask you a question, segueing in from that. Like, once you wrote the book, and then you went through the process, you was like, okay, this is my problem with writing, and you got the process down pat, and you sat down, you took your time, you got the book done. Did it make you better as a publisher that you got to see the real, you know, what the author's going through? Did it change your idealism as a publisher at all?
A little bit as far as the discipline that it takes, but I had closely watched Keith Styles pen her novels over the years. As we started out,
you had
I started
crutch.
Out as her manager. I started out as her manager, and so I saw her, you know, what she went through to bring a novel from day one to being in the stores. So I kind of already had an idea of what it took, and that's what, you know, I was able to bring to the publishing game. I already knew, you know, what it takes to bring a book to from day one to publishing. We actually got into the publishing game because she was with a company who she came out with. I don't like to mention the people's names, you know, because I don't like to give shots to them people. But she started out with a certain publications company. And I started out as her manager, promoting her, getting her signed up for book signings, booking her for book signings. And the CEO of the company told her one time, you know, she needed to put her money where her mouth was, money where her talent was, I'm sorry. And she decided right then and there, you know, she was absolutely right, and we pushed off with the Cartel Publications. That was in 2008. So that's how we initially got into the publishing game. First and foremost. And so because I was not a writer, just a manager, and behind the scenes, that's exactly where I fell in with the Cartel as far as making sure everything was ready for publication, for the launch of our company.
How hands-on are you at this point? I'm sure in the beginning you were definitely, like, all over it. But has your role... Have you taken a step back as far as, like, basically, like, maybe reading all the manuscripts that come into the company or something like that? Like,
It's a little different now. The another key point in publishing is to make sure you know all aspects of your business, you know, period. No matter how big you get or how small you start, you should know all aspects of you. You should be able to jump in at any point if you have to and run any part of your business. So at this point, it is a little bit different. I don't read every manuscript that comes through our submissions. I only see it if it's something that's hot, that our reviewers say, you might want to check this out. So, instead of That's the difference as opposed to when we first started.
Okay.
Yeah, I would see, I would review everything, but now I don't have to see it unless it's something that, you know, that might get a chance to be published with us.
Okay, here's the million-dollar question, because everybody want to know this. What makes you reject a manuscript or reject the author? Like you know, both. I would like to hear both sides. Like, what would make you, like, if you may meet an author that has an excellent manuscript, but it may be something else that may make you reject dealing with them. And I would like to know, from a standpoint of a manuscript, what would make you reject an author?
That's a good question. So that's happened to us actually before. You're always on an interview. Let me just say that. So if you're submitting your work, the interview process has started. This is a company, we pride ourselves in being professional. So if your manuscript can be fire, but if you're not a professional, more than likely, we're going to take a long look at if we want to have a business relationship with you. That's very important because when you sign an author, you're basically, that person is going to be tied with you and tied into you and your company as a representation for as long as you publish their novel. I don't care what happens after their novels are published, if they go off and do their own thing, if they get signed to another company, as long as you sell their book, they're still part of your label. So you want to have the best faces representing your label.
Mm-hmm.
So that's key. If you're showing me in the beginning process that you can't be professional, that's not somebody that I want representing my label. So I don't care how good your manuscript is.
Mm.
You know, I'll avoid the controversy and the problems right now as opposed to getting down the line and I got to deal with a whole bunch of stuff. So that's very important in our submissions process. You know, we look at the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as a manuscript is concerned, it has to be fire. We pride ourselves on publishing novels that are not like the norm, original storylines. You know, a lot of times in this industry, with the industry being as flooded as it is, a lot of stuff out there is the same story. And we want our readers to experience a different story every time they sit down and read a cartel book. So that's what we look for too when you send a submission our way. If it's original, if it's good, it's hot, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I heard you say that you pride yourselves on your readers, like your personal readership. I'm believing that you're speaking about. That you, because I'm sure, I know that you have a locked-in fan base, that, you know, you have your locked-in readers. But what do you guys do to expand your readership? You know, like, I was listening to an interview a couple of weeks ago, and I actually heard T. Styles was on there, and she was talking about reaching new readers. And, you know, like, how times have changed, and that things that authors need to be doing to try to reach new readers, and, going to, like, actually interacting to meet new readers, because there's new readers. There's the old readers may be there, they may not be there type thing is basically what I drew from everything that she was saying and how to keep yourself relevant and consistent. So, like, what do you guys do? What do you do as a publisher to, you know, like, direct the new readers over to something that you already have branded in the midst of this flooded industry?
Marketing is key. We try to we try to be different in our approach so that we can stand out. And marketing is key. So social networks plays a major role in this day and age. Publishing in the beginning of urban fiction was totally different. Now you have the social networks at your disposal. We like to make sure we interact with our fans on a daily basis through our Facebook or Instagram pages. That's important. When you connect with your readers, they'll be loyal. So that's something that you have to do. In your marketing, you have to always own your craft
and continue to read up on your craft and what you're doing. So we're publishing T Styles has her head and her face in a book, always learning her craft and perfecting it, and bringing great ideas to the company so that we can expand ourselves. Because over the time, over the years, things change. You know, everything evolves. Mm-hmm. Like with the e-books. E-books were not around when we first, but they're here now, and they're very prevalent. So mm-hmm. you have to study your craft. You have to basically go with the wave of what's going on now in this day and age, and own it. Keep staying in touch with your fans, your regular fan base, because your normal fans, they're going to be there as long as you continue to engage with them. And then read up on different marketing techniques to expand your fan base, you know, different things. Recently, we make sure that all of our books are in the libraries, and then we shout out those libraries so that people in certain states that we know all of our titles are in are able to know now by us advertising on our social network pages, hey, I can go to my local library if the store that I usually go to doesn't have the book, you know, or they're sold out or whatever. So it's just a constant learning process as well, you know, to make sure that you stay relevant. Yeah.
And that's a foolproof plan right there. And I hope, you know, if any authors are listening, those who are about to become published, or even us experienced publishers, because I'm not an experienced publisher. I'm just saying you guys who are in the business, just go ahead and make sure that we are taking notes, because I sure am, because she is definitely dropping some jewels to success. You know, T-Styles has a successful career. The cartel in itself has been on the scene and, you know, dropping that heat. So definitely, definitely continue to listen as they share with us. We're going to also get ready to bring in the First Lady, COO of G Street Chronicles. She is the hand that is rocking that cradle over there. It's like she be pumping out that heat. Every time we turn around, we got that heat coming out of G Street. So we're going to go ahead and read her bio, and then she has something special that she wants to hear as she comes on, and then we'll drop that. Go ahead, Alicia, have us familiar with Ms. Shauna A.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ms. Shauna A, or as I would say, the First Lady of G Street. She's a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She now resides in Atlanta, Georgia. She is no stranger to the literary industry. With a background in business management, she entered the industry years ago, assisting authors with marketing, promotion services, just a host of numerous literary events. She hosted numerous literary events. She loves books. Life circumstances, though, and the desire to express her creativity led her to actually pen her own novel, which I'm still trying to get the name of. After successfully selling thousands of books and studying the industry and operating a professional typesetting business, she joined forces with CEO George Sherman Hudson, or we call him G, and now this powerful duo just oversees the day-to-day operations of G Street Chronicles. Shauna has been blessed with one child and four grandchildren. She also has numerous things on her plate. She believes that a strong family unit and spiritual bond aids in the success of her career. I absolutely agree with that. And we actually have her song, Erin, if you could drop that beat.
Yeah.
Yes, she is, definitely.
Yes.
And do
definitely.
We still
Shauna
have
is live.
Online?
Yeah, everybody live.
Okay, great, wonderful. Well, go ahead, Mr. Aaron, and bring in the first
no,
lady.
No, she's live. Miss Shauna live. Shauna, you here, right?
I'm here. How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, Shauna.
I love that intro. I love that song.
Yes.
The queen.
Yes, and I'm truly your champion.
Yes, you are.
Right.
That's
you got Simba on deck, because I refuse to do this interview if Simba is not on deck.
Oh, man. You know what, Nene?
Right.
One day out the week, I actually leave him for a couple of hours, and it's Sunday.
Okay, I'll take that. He worked hard barking at the UPS man all week. I think he could get a couple of hours to himself.
He does, but you know what? You know what? Tomorrow morning when I do my good morning message, I'm going to put his picture up instead of mine.
Okay, we're going to need
that. Just for you.
We thank you for that. We thank you for coming out. We know that both of you ladies are very, very busy, have hectic schedules, running that strong team that you run. The work never stops Monday through Monday, I say, because, you know, you never really get a break, because even when you're not working, you're plotting on working.
Right.
So it's
indeed.
Always, yeah, so much in the mix. We thank you, Shauna, for coming out and spending time. We know you're usually behind the scenes, and you don't ask for a lot of praise, and you don't ask for a lot of glory, but you do a lot of things that warrant such.
Yes.
I personally want to thank you for what you do. For me at G Street, the work is impeccable. Everything is in a timely fashion, and I appreciate that. And, you know, the way you welcomed us, so we appreciate that, and thank you for that.
Yeah.
I want to thank you real quick because when you're behind the scenes, you often, even though you don't really need people to jump up and shout your name, you wonder if anybody ever sees you or does anybody even know that the person back here that doesn't talk a lot? Because, you know, I just don't come out and talk a lot.
Right.
I'm like, does anybody even know I'm back here?
Yes, we,
so
we see
you. So I thank you for recognizing.
Yes,
yes,
we do. I'm happy that I was put in a position to do such, you know, because you do a lot for everybody, and they just don't know and just don't see. And one of the things that G praises about you, he said he came home and he actually saw all of your day-to-day activities, and he was like, man, I got to take my hats off to Shauna. And I said, yes, and you need to, because she's been running that ship tight, alone, basically. You know, phone call here or there does not pack a box, does not ship a label, does not, you know what I'm saying, sign an author, go into those places where you have to go into to make sure that our books are out there. And it's definitely commendable, and we thank you for that. And yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I
we
like
definitely
to thank you.
That journey. Go ahead, Aaron.
This is Aaron. I definitely like to thank you. You know, y'all welcomed me with open arms, and I seen you at work. Like, I already know what you're about. Like, I had the pleasure of meeting you. I seen your work. I mean, not inside the office, but I see that now. But I seen you at work, like on the field. Like, that's what I love about you. Like, you go right on the front line.
Right.
I mean, that's the best way to train generals. When the general don't mind to put on the uniform and put on the BDUs and go out there and get on the front line, like, they really have no choice.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
you
were very positive. You were good natured when I first, like, we didn't know each other. That was the first time we met each other. And, you know, it was a great, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad that I'm here, you know.
We're getting it in. And we definitely want to take, you know, a small walk with you, Shauna, because, like you said, a few years ago it was a struggle, and you had some life events that had, you know, you questioned whether you would actually be here at this point to actually do this great work and reap these great benefits. Could you take us on your journey a little bit, if you don't mind?
Okay. Well, we're going to go back a little ways because, you know, I've been around for a while.
Right.
So back in, before I actually completely entered the industry, I used to do marketing and promotions for other authors.
So I used to host events in my city because you all know I'm from Philly, so I got to rep Philly even though I'm a Georgia Peach now.
Right.
Okay.
But I used to host literary events, wine and cheese, literary barbecues, anything where I could introduce readers to these authors that I love.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from little small events that were really personal, because I started out with the wine and cheese, and it was probably like 12, 15 people. And it ended up being events that were like 50 to 100 people, so I had to move them out my home into halls, and it just then I started doing launch parties, so it just got bigger and bigger.
Okay.
Then I went through a troubled pregnancy. While I was on bed rest, I started writing. Like, I didn't even know, really, I didn't know that I had it in me to write a book because I just used to write poetry all the time. So during this time, I started writing, and my baby, I lost my baby 9 hours after he was born. And I wrote his story from his voice inside my womb. And I sent that out. That story, you need to read that story. But what I did was, instead of sending out thank you cards to all the people, it was probably over 100 people that sent me flowers and cards and all kinds of stuff. So instead of sending out thank you cards, I sent them his story. And the response was overwhelming. It was like, you have to publish this. You have to do something with this. So my first thought was, let me see if I can take this book that I'm writing that has LL licking his lips and all kinds of erotica stuff in it. Let me see if I can take that and intertwine Jalen. And I did. I made my character carry that baby. Somebody, Leisha, I think, was it Leisha that mentioned that she's trying to find out the name of that book?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, the book is entitled Gotta Have It. So I put this book out to keep my baby alive. And that's what it did for me. So when Aaron talks about hustling, let me tell you, I love the 3-4-inch heel, but I will put on my sneakers and get outside.
Mm-hmm.
I will pound that pavement to sell books. So that's kind of how I got my start. So I started my own publishing company, self-published my novel, sold thousands and thousands of books. And then later, there was a lot of things that went on in the industry that kind of made me fall back. And I really didn't want to do any more writing. It really discouraged me. So because I love the book so much and I love the authors and all the readers that I had met, I still wanted to stay involved. So I kind of decided that I would start the typesetting and I would offer that to other people. Once I saw how much I loved that, I kind of perfected my craft. And I realized that this was something that a lot of authors didn't realize. This is an important step in your project. If your project isn't professional, when people get it, you hear those people complain about the way books look all the time. So I started going and speaking at events where I was in front of authors and made them realize how important it is to make your project very, very professional. When you go to a distributor, you give them something that doesn't look professional. They don't want it.
Right.
So that's how I grew my typesetting business. In that process, George was looking for a typesetter, or G, as you all call him. He was looking for a typesetter, and he found me, and that's how we joined forces. We ended up talking about different things in the business, and he was telling me things. I was giving him my opinion, and here we are today.
Okay.
Now, the big part that I probably skipped that you want to know about, during all this, in 2010, I had a bout with breast cancer. And definitely the hardest thing you ever had to go through, I ever had to go through. And just doing that, it gave me, the best way to say it is it made me realize that anything that you want that's out there, you can get it if you're determined. So when you have to go through health issues, if you're determined to beat it, if you do everything that you can,
you definitely can win. So I apply those same things to my day-to-day. And that's,
you know, that's how it's, like Nene says about putting out all the fire, and we have books coming out every week. It's not hard for me because I have a dream, I have goals, and I know that I can do it.
Yes. Yes, and that's the courage of it all, and that is also the victory in it all. You know
right.
what I'm saying? To keep
right.
pushing, to keep persevering, to keep coming up with, you know, innovative ideas. You know, some authors might think, oh, man, I can't get through to my publishers. You know, I tried to email, but it's a lot that goes on in the day-to-day, you know, from, you know, DC as well as for the cartel when you're managing, you know, over a dozen people's careers, and you have to make sure everything is right for each book, and you
right.
have to give each book its time to process and promote, and you have those machines in place where you have to send stuff out long before it ever reaches, you know, the stores. You have to go through a lot of paperwork, and sometimes
right.
you know, authors don't understand that. They just think that, hey,
no.
I sent my work in, oh. and what's taking you so long, you know?
Right.
I should have had that back by now.
A lot of long
yeah.
nights.
You know, and it is what I try to explain to different authors sometimes mm-hmm. that the amount of work, like, they just don't understand. They really don't understand. And I think that ones who do the research or actually listen when we're trying to tell them the different things, they appreciate all the work that goes behind their project to get
mm-hmm.
it out there. And then
right.
they push harder because they appreciate
mm-hmm.
what went into it.
Right, right, right. And, yes, and that's I called the office and told you, like, once I had got my book painted, and I looked inside, and I saw the professionalism, how everything was lined up perfectly, and it was like everything, the design. It gave me a good feeling. You know, when you get them books in your hand and you see that the machine behind you has took the, you know, the time to make sure everything is right and spelled properly and it looks really good, it makes you proud, you know, to go out there and say, I wrote this book, and here it is, and you want to represent it. You know, you want to represent the company that's behind you. And yeah, when, especially when they're trying to build a strong team. But I'm going to ask both of you, we're going to ask Sharice first, how do you feel about the team, you know, building a strong team? What type of elements, you know, do the authors need to have, the typesetters? Like, everybody is on the team. It's not just the authors. It's everybody's
Absolutely.
On the team. Everybody that does something to make that product perfect. How do you feel about team and team building?
Well, I just want to, real quick, Shauna, I didn't get a chance to say what's up to you. Congratulations on all your success. You guys are really doing it in the industry. Very proud of you. And I am so sorry for your hardships. But, you know, God never closes the door without opening the window. So, you know,
right.
through those experiences, you were able to push and become the business person that you are today. So that's also, you know, that's a really great thing. So, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
To address that question, another thing I had to say, too, I was waiting on my chance to jump in there. You should always be able to speak with your publisher. We get back to any inquiries from our authors, from any website messages that we receive, I mean, within a 24-hour basis. You must do that. I mean, that's just professionalism. You have to
mm-hmm.
have professionalism in any business you run, but especially in this, because people are sending their work in a lot of times, first-time babies. They, you know, they call their books their babies. You know, it's the first time they've written something, and they send it to you. They want to
mm-hmm.
make sure you're going to guard it like they're going to guard it, you know. So that's key.
Yes.
You know, you got to, you know, you must deal with a professional company. You must be professional. As far as the team and building a team, again, it goes back to the type of person that you are. We're looking for people that can be made into bosses, that can eventually take control of their own career, and that starts with being professional, being willing to represent the team as a whole, not just your book. Because once the label is out there, once you're representing the brand, then everybody's going to eat. So that's
right.
that's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your professionalism and being a team player, willing to represent everybody. That's on your label, not just your novel. That's
right.
Team.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a jewel.
I actually have a question for you, Sharice. And Shauna.
This is Leisha.
Hey. What is the importance of branding? Because you gotta, you know, sometimes it just seems now coming, starting off as a reader, when, especially on social media, you kind of see that some authors may not, or they carry themselves like they don't know the importance of branding. So what is the importance of branding and protecting your brand?
Well,
you want me to go first?
I mean,
you go ahead,
Sean. Well, what I try to explain to authors when we talk about branding is if no one knows who you are, then how are you going to sell them your product? So McDonald's isn't able to sell all the things that they sell and make people come into their parking lot and buy that food without you knowing what those golden arches are for. So it's very important for you to make the world understand who you are, let them know who you are, and then they start to recognize you for what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. So for us, the professionalism, presentation, all of that is very, very important so that when you get quality is very, very important. So that when you see G Street, that's what you know you're getting. You're getting a quality product. You know that it's going to be professional. And you know that the two people that are standing behind this logo, you know what they represent. And then as we build our team, we build our team the same way. Like, you have to represent us, and then you have to begin to brand yourself so that people will start to recognize you as an author, and that way they'll start to check for you. Because we're going to do what we have to do to brand the company and make mm-hmm. sure that people know who G Street is. Mm-hmm. But you have to brand yourself so that people know who you are.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's very true, what Shauna said. It's about the company. Of course, an author is going to always, you know, promote themselves. You know, that's what
right.
they do. They want to make sure that their stuff is out there. But to get that author to come into your team, they have to want to be a part of it. And that goes back to how well you represent yourself.
Right.
If you don't put that energy into the brand itself, then people are not going to know what they're going to get. It's so much stuff out here in the market. So many people that are brand new authors, and so many titles that you can choose from. You must stand out. And people must know that when I pick up a G Street book, when I pick up a Cartel Publications book, I know exactly what I'm going to get. That goes back to you and how you promoted your brand. Doesn't
that's
matter
right.
who the author is that's on that book cover. Because if that author leaves, does your company fall? Not if your brand is strong.
That's right.
It won't happen. You have to put everything that you have into your brand, let the author promote themselves along with the team, but back your brand and make sure that people know that when they pick up your book from your company, they know exactly what they're going to get. It doesn't even matter who the author is at that point.
Right.
And the author's job is to make sure that their voice is so strong that people want to see their name and pick up their book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's twofold.
Now, hi, ladies. This is Tony. I just have a question for you. I am truly a team player. I love the concept of working as a team and what each person brings to a team. Now, if you had someone on your team that wasn't carrying their weight, how would you address that individual and just let them know that, you know, team strong is what you're all about?
Well, this is Sharice. Well, number one, it goes back to what's in your contract. I mean,
there's
uh-huh.
certain stuff that's going to be outlined that you must do, period.
You know, and you just have to enforce that. But, again, we're going to make sure that we promote our company always, company first. So that's the publisher's
in my opinion, that's the publisher's number one goal, is to brand your company, promote your company. Because, you know, an author can fall off. An author can not write anymore. An author can, you know, something happened to them. You know, if you put everything into that one particular person in that team and not build your brand, then you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah,
so
yep.
you don't ever want to put all your eggs in one basket anyway. You know, so if that one particular author falls off and you would try to address it with them and they don't do what they got to do, you still going to eat because your company and your brand is strong. And that's what our purpose, that's what our focus is, the brand.
That's true. And just to add a little bit to that, you really, if an author doesn't promote themselves, if you have a talk with them and they still don't do it, there's really nothing that you can do about that. So as a publisher, the only thing we can do is brand our company, push our brand. And we have to stand tall no matter how many authors we have and no matter how many authors we lose, we're still a company.
Absolutely.
Now, I have another one. I'm sorry, Lisa. I just have another quick question. This is still Tony. Now, do you, as a company, do you have like an annual event that you bring them all together just to network with each other?
You mean actually hosting an event or just an event where we all come out?
But just like to bring, cause sometimes I know people are like in different areas of different places. Now, is there like an annual event, like a gathering, that you bring your whole team together just to have everyone under one roof and to network with each other?
Well, we this is Charisse with the cartel. We always come out as a company. One major event that we do every year is the Harlem Book Fair. Most of our authors, like the authors that started originally with us, that would be Corsi Styles, Katie Harris, Jason Poole, Eon Williams. A lot of these guys are doing their own thing as far as publishing their own novels now. So they're always there anyway. And they always know, you know, come on over to our table. We got the music. You know, we got a little food. We got a little something else, you know, if you need. And you can stand in here and kick it like family, like a family reunion every year at our table. We don't necessarily, you know, host anything outside of that, but that's a major event that we are always at, and everybody always basically comes home and represents the cartel and their novels.
Right, and that's the same thing we did last year. The G Street booth was very live. We had a lot of people stopping by, a lot of music, and a lot going on at our booth last year. So we pretty much do the same thing because our authors are coming from all different states.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now I do have one more question. This is Leisha. One more question. Now, with this author beef thing, and it seems to be in some cases escalating, you seem to see it more, it seems to sometimes get out of order, how do you as publishers pull in your author but as at the same time kind of keep your distance to protect the brand of your company?
See, that goes back to the beginning process and the interview process. We haven't really had to deal with any major author beef with our authors. Our authors get paid on time. You know, their books are selling. Their books are out there. They receive their checks, you know, as stated in their contract. So we haven't had any issues with people having to be out there. Actually, we try to stay away from all the, you know, the drama. You never want to dirty up your brain. So you want to stay far removed from any goings-on and melodrama out there in the literary industry anyway.
Right,
if you're
right.
Fair, if you're professional, if you're fair, if your paperwork is in order, you know, it's not too much that people can try to jump out there with you and start any beat anyway. So, you know, again, I guess it goes back to professionalism.
That's the key. That's what I was going to say. That's the key word is professionalism. You have to try to, and if everybody stays away from it, away from all that, let's say, Facebook beefing, then really you don't have an issue. If you have an author that kind of drops into it, I think if you just pull their coattail and talk to them and make them understand that they're hurting themselves, you know, more than they're helping themselves by arguing with whoever it is, what we've experienced is that they understand and they fall back.
Yeah. Especially if your paperwork is in order. You got your paperwork in order and there's nothing they can say anyway. And, you know, especially if you got to pull that coattail. You know, you don't want to have to do that. But if you have to, if your paperwork is in order, you can. And they end up looking ridiculous anyway. That's not something that you aim to do. That's why it's important, again, to be professional and make sure everything, all your ducks are lined up so that you don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with you, ladies. Like, as an author, speaking, you know, as an author, like, you're right, it's not a good look.
No.
You know, it's never a good look. And, you know, I personally have, you know, been on rants and different things online, and it's really not good. Like, I learned to try to shy away from the online thing and all that, because you can get caught up real quick. Because it's so spontaneous, everything's happening so quick. We in a microwave era, so I can only imagine how it is for a publisher dealing with so many different personalities within their camp and so many different personalities outside. I can only imagine. Like, I definitely be having, I'm not insecure or nothing. I don't mind telling you, I get emotional sometimes as a man. Like, I'm like, for real. Like, I might get in my emotions and be like, what? You know, and not, you know, if it's spontaneous, but I'm a thinker, too, first and foremost.
Yeah.
So anytime I have time to think, like, I'm probably going to make a chess move, and it's going to be crazy.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, you see that. And with the Brandon and the team, you stay as strong as the team around you stays strong. You know, you can't have a strong link. And then you got somebody just constantly pulling apart. So, yeah, you do need to make sure you do that. And with the brand and me being an author, that's very important. And you do have to stand aside from the company itself. You know, they also have to know the author that's on the company. So you want to be able to follow the steps that they, you know, laid out to be successful and then brand yourself. You know, do some promoting. Don't worry about if they're doing this. To do theirs.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they have invested. They have invested in you. They have invested in your career. They have put a lot of money out, you know, before they're even able to recoup, you know, one dime on a particular project. So it behooves authors to go forward, you know, before your book even comes. Before I wrote my first book, The Pussy Trap, Wahida had did bookmarks or whatever. I was at all the signings. And it was a whole year before my book even came out. Before one full year, I was promoting the work. Wahida was like, we're not putting it out till it get right. We all talk about the process.
Yeah.
We go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. She made me stop editing and read a book. She was like, I don't want you touching your edits because you don't know what you're doing. You read this book. When you get done, then you finish your edits. I was like, oh, but I understood. You know, I was anxious. I wanted to work out. I was like, oh, my God, when are we going to drop it? She's like, not until it's right. You know, and I respect that because now I was able to take and build a career on the fact that I had a solid piece of work that I took my time and I listened and I promoted. She was like, until I drop it, get your Twitter up, get your Facebook up, you know, get out there and meet those readers, you know, be talking to people, make some friends, you know, word of mouth, you know. And she made me go to signing for a full year before I even was able to say, hey, I'm an author. I was happy for that. I met, Styles and them at those events. I was just street team, and they always showed us love, you know, videotape you, make sure your voice gets heard. You know, we have a wonderful time together. I love it. I show up, and I see Styles and them, and they all white, and I'll be like, let's go. We be ready. We had a good time last year. You know, G Street had it knocking. They was in between both of our tents. So Wahida was on one side, G Street was in the middle, and the Cartel was on the other side. And it was just that whole little thing. We was rocking books.
Getting it in.
Really atmosphere, laughing, taking pictures. We had a ball. And
absolutely,
I think that's the payoff. You know, that's the payoff to work hard all year and then be able to spend that time with the readers. So they get to understand, you know, see you in your rare form and smiling, and, you know, they get to see that you're not just
okay, I publish books, which is the serious side of the business, yes, but they also get to meet the authors, meet the publishers, meet the printer. You know, we had the, y'all had the graphic artists in them. They come out there sometimes for people to see who does that, you know, as well. Yeah, and it's a successful, you know, tool in place so that they get to see you and who you are and what you represent. That's why you definitely got to show up properly, right? Which is another thing that I'd like to hear both of you talk about, which is presentation. Presentation is a must. Like, I know when we do a WCP event, like, Wahida be like, don't put no water on the table, no juice on the table, don't have nothing near the product. Like, she very particular for making sure everything is organized and put this here. But from both of you, from throwing events, and Shauna, you threw events long before you had to do it for G Street, just making sure it's professionally done and you have a good package. Sharice, you can start, then we'll get let Shauna tell us how she does it. How important is presentation?
It's everything. You only get one chance to make a first impression. That's it. So, you know, we get people that come to Harlem and continue to come to Harlem every year, but then you're also going to run into those readers that may have just started reading your work, getting to know your brand, and are meeting you for the first time. You know, how's it going to look if they walk up to your table and you got foolishness all over the place, people doing whatever they want to do, nobody paying attention, nobody greeting them, nobody thanking them, you know? Your presentation is everything. You know, we pride ourselves, like you mentioned, we go on an all-white, everybody, an all-white. Number one, it's too hot to wear anything else, any colors, any black, anything out there. You know, you're gonna be dying. So the all-white is very cool, very comfortable. We throw on an all-white, we uniform, we make sure we have candy, you know, we give the people mints, whatever, on the table, something that's going to bring them over there. And then once you get them there, you keep them there. They don't leave until they have a book or they take a picture. You know, it's important. You have to look the part. You know, we pride ourselves with that. You know, we spend a lot of time, a lot of thought, a lot of money into our look. And that's very important.
That's very important.
Yes, that's
Shauna. Well, you know, presentation for me is like everything. You have to, when people walk up and they see, actually, I need them to see us before they get all the way to wherever we are. So, just coordinating everything and getting your banners and the colors and everything so that everything matches and stands out and everything is in place. And I'm like, Wahida, don't put the water bottles on the table. I can't stand that.
Yes.
Put the water bottles near books. Like, don't do that.
Yes.
And wait, and don't put that water bottle on my tablecloth. Everything should just look really nice when your readers come up because they remember that. And then, like you said about pictures, when people take pictures, it's say 100 pictures get taken in the course of a day. Do you know where those 100 pictures are going to be over the next however many weeks or months? So every time somebody looks at that, they see your brand. So you have to make sure that it looks the part. And not just with doing events. You know, I feel, you know how I feel about the books. The paperback, the e-books. You know, when you open up a G Street Chronicles book and then you open the next G Street Chronicle book, every single one is going to look professional. It's going to look neat and clean. It's not going to look, and you know what? I'm going to take this all the way back to when I used to sit and read, let's say, James Patterson, Terry McMillan, all those kind of books. And then when people started self-publishing, I used to hear all kinds of bad things about self-publishers, how, you know, basically their presentation was not good, and they would put us down. So that, to me, is very important that we make sure that our things look just as good as the majors. So as a self-publisher, you know, coming into it as a self-published author, that was very important to me. That I made sure that when I was at an event or when you picked up my book, you would have the same reaction that a person would picking up a James Patterson book or seeing him sitting at a table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want people to remember, and I think that, like, last year, a perfect example, at the Harlem Book Fair, anybody who came to our booth or walked past our booth remembers our booth.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that is, to me, that's huge, because people are still talking about it. So if they're talking about it, that means they're spreading the word, and that's really important.
Yeah, and I think that you both touched on two aspects of presentation. The first aspect of presentation is making sure that it's quality work that you're representing, and then
right.
the second portion is when you go out, make sure that you're representing that work appropriately, which I think what you ladies are saying, having the proper, like you said, you mentioned tablecloths, and, you know, having your book stands, and if you're going to have banners or signs, you make sure that they can
mm-hmm.
withstand the test of time. If it's going to be real hot out there, you know, you got to have tents and things like that. You have to make sure that everything is in accord with the product that you're actually selling or promoting. But the first step, it sounds like what you both are saying, is the work, the quality of work. Put more time into the quality of work, so then you're proud to stand out there and you have something good to give the readers.
Absolutely. And then don't forget to have fun. I mean, a lot of people will come around to the car sale table because we over there partying. You know,
yes.
we definitely make sure that we're representing well as far as our presentation, but we have a good time. That event is our time to connect with our fans, take pictures,
mm-hmm.
get hugs, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, talk shit. You know, just connect with our readers on a personal one-on-one level, and our personality comes forth, and that's why, you know, they continue to come back. You know, that's another thing you want to do. You want to be yourself and have fun. That's very important.
And you all definitely have fun at your tent, I have to say.
Oh, we try.
Yeah, we try. Oh, I know. I see you.
Yes.
I would like three.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, go ahead. No, please, Nene.
Nope.
I apologize.
Oh, you are right. No, I just wanted to quickly ask, you know, with it being strong male figures as well in our industry, as, you know, now the ladies are doing a lot of big things, are there any, like, challenges or what do you even say, prejudices against the females that are in the game or that have to move amongst, you know, these strong characters or personalities for either one of you? What are the challenges, if there are any, for females being the hand, you know, behind the, you know, the successful brands, you know, being that one that's making the choices and the decisions and things like that? Are there any prejudices or challenges in that for you?
Well, this is Sharice. Not anymore. When we first started out, we're being women.
Mm-hmm.
You might have people that try you. You'll have people that try you anyway. But you have people that try you, you know. One time I remember T having to run up on somebody in a store in New York for her money, you know. That's one thing we don't play, you know. When you give people your books and you give them terms and they don't want to pay you, you know,
mm-hmm.
that makes my ass itch. I don't appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? So she had to run up on somebody, you know, and get that money. But now it's not a problem, I guess, because we have been out since 2008, and the work speaks for itself. People respect
mm-hmm.
the brand and the professionalism. We don't necessarily have to worry about that, and we don't do business like that anymore. In the beginning, when you're trying to get your name out there, maybe you offer people terms or do what you got to do to get books in the store.
Mm-hmm.
The cartel has branded itself so well that we don't even have to do that anymore. So we don't have to
okay.
worry about those kind of issues anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it did happen for maybe 5 seconds when we first started.
3-5 seconds to get that.
Yeah,
one good solid example usually does it true.
Yeah, but we don't do that anymore. And when you put that quality work out there, and you say, look, these are going to sell.
Right.
Covers. The synopsis, the book itself, this is gold. You can
mm-hmm.
save money up front and they pay you. You don't have to worry about that. So.
Yes. Okay. And Miss Shauna?
I think we might have lost Shauna.
Did we lose Shauna in the mix?
I think we seen her. I think I seen her call drop, but she's right back at us like she left something. That's
right.
That Philly swag.
Aaron.
What? Right,
I came back,
like,
right
okay.
in time. I came back right,
right
in time to talk about that whole the whole thing about people trying to, I don't know, about females in the industry. I definitely had my challenges in the beginning.
Yeah. In the beginning.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That, I'm telling you, back in the day, that's how I got discouraged and just said, look, I'm not doing this no more. Yo, so many people owed me money. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And, I mean, it just made me just, like, pack myself up and just look, put these books in a box. I'm going back to corporate America, and I'm going to get me a cushy job. I'm going to sit behind the desk, get my paycheck every Friday. I can't deal with these people.
No.
Yes.
That's what they wanted you
I
to
went,
do.
See? And now look,
it
all corporate
it
America.
Worked. Yeah, look, corporate America, forget it. But I'm telling you, it worked. I was so discouraged. But it was more, that's who I was then, okay? So that helped me develop a thicker skin. And then going through the things that I went through, like I said, I did 20 weeks of chemo. You're not going to not pay me my money now.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying?
For real.
I said and got that cocktail every Thursday. And if I made it through that, I definitely ain't going to sit back and let you not
let you just
pay me my money.
Yeah.
No, it's not happening. So I have a different attitude now, like
Absolutely.
A total different attitude. So
when
I
work.
Talk to people, I guess the Shona before was a little meek and mild, but now I'm not that way, and you know it from the very beginning, from our first conversation. If these books, we work hard to put these books out. These authors work very hard to finish their books, to give them to us so that we can work hard to get their books out. So you're just going to get their book and sell their book and then not pay us for it so that we can pay the author. That's crazy. So those people who think that they can try women, they are definitely wrong when they come up against men. It's not
worth it. Hey, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Money today. Money today.
That's right. That's right. That you want the book today, and when you sell it, you get that money in your hand. So come on now.
You know, and you know what's going to sell. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's knowing your worth. You know, just what you said, Sean. It's knowing your worth. So I'm not half-stepping with you. If you and guess what? If you can't afford it, I can understand. Maybe you should start off with a smaller order, you know, something that you can afford, you know. But then that also makes them look stupid then, because it's like, oh, what you mean I can't afford, you know. Nah, I can't afford, you know. Here you go. You know, and then, okay, good. You know, that's all I was smart in the beginning.
Right.
You know, because you know the books are going to sell. You know, let's cut the bullshit. You know our books are going to sell. So it ain't even like you got to wait around 30 days to figure out if they're going, nah, you got that. I'm giving you the discount, you know. That's the wholesale discount. You got that. You're going to get your money back twofold.
Right.
Let's get it.
Yes.
And then
it
also helps that you market yourself and you put yourself in so many places that they have so many people coming into their stores and their establishments saying, look, I need that they can't help but to come to you and say, I got to place an order. What are your terms? I'm with it.
For real.
That's where that marketing goes. You know what I'm saying? That's where that marketing comes in. You stay stay in their way so much, they can't deny you. They can't deny you.
True.
They got to come up with that money because they need your books.
Yeah,
And like you said, in the beginning, you know, you kind of have to put yourself out there. But once you have a name for yourself and people are walking into the store, like, what do you have new from G Street? What do you have new from Cartel? Once it's like that, then everything changes. The whole thing changes now.
Yeah.
For real. I just got two more questions. I think these are million-dollar questions, so.
Okay.
I'm going to let
Says the guy with the question, right?
Like, first, I would like to know from each of you three people, successful people, business people that y'all follow as you know, like people that y'all watch. I'm not even saying they don't have to be no author, no publisher, nothing, just people in the world that y'all view as successful, the three people that y'all watch to enhance your process to success.
Well, for me, number one is Jay-Z. Jay-Z is a, I mean, he went from, he went from illegal to getting money in every aspect, in any aspect that he wants to do. I mean, but he's smart. So that's one person that comes to mind for sure. I try to read a lot of nonfiction, marketing books. So it's, I got plenty of authors. That I could, you know, shout out. Let me see. One in particular, one author and one book in particular is Dennis Kimbrough, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice.
Yes.
A good book. You know, he tries to give us the tips that we need because, you know, a lot of African Americans may or may not know how to invest and how to grow their money. So, that's another person I can say, you know, that I've recently started reading up on and getting tips from. And last but not least, T. Styles. That may sound cliche.
I knew you were going to say that. That's real.
Yeah.
That's
the truth. That woman knows what it is that she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She's talented. She's blessed. She's creative. Strong business. I learned a lot of stuff from her in general, even before the company kicked off, just as far as management and being professional. And because she continues to learn and teach herself every day, I'm continuing to learn from her. So those
great.
Are my three.
That's what's up.
that's a beautiful formula right there. Might need that something. Miss Shauna?
Well, the first person that I would say is Tyler Perry. I'm like, anybody that you talk to that knows me, I refer to Tyler Perry as my best friend. that man, he is remarkable. And when you see us together on the red carpet, you'll understand why I'm saying all this.
Okay. I want to come.
You want to come? I'll make sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Just let me take the picture.
But he is like this the way where he came from and where he is today, and what he had to go through to get there, and never giving up. It's just like that man is just remarkable. And then of course you know George Sherman Hudson, that man right there. That is a ball of fire. Like I have never met a man that is so determined. Now, I know they're out there, but I'm saying I have met one that is so determined to just reach his goal, to get everything it is that he wants. And with the way that he had to start this business and make it work, he's just amazing. He is just amazing. That strength. Is, you know, it overflows, and even though I'm a strong person, his strength overflows with me. It makes me want to push harder doing the things that I do, because if he never gave up with all he had to go through, I sure did.
And
he was able to keep it professional, so what else can we do but keep it professional and make this thing work? So with his drive and my drive together, it's just like the two of us are, I don't know, like animals. That's the only thing that I can think of to describe it, animals.
Yeah.
So he definitely is the second person that I would say. And then the third person that I would say is my mother. She is not part of this industry, any entertainment industry, but to watch my mom as I was growing up, making sure that everything was right, or even if it wasn't right, that we just had the things that we needed, and for her to be able to keep pushing as a single mom and never let me see her any weakness, to me, my mom is somebody that I will always hold on to.
That's what's up. That's powerful.
What's that?
For real. And my second million-dollar question, I know people is going to perk their ears up on this one. And by the way, callers, after I ask this question, we got a million callers. Like, I don't know if y'all shy or not, but y'all could press y'all ones because they on the line we taking calls. It's not that we're not taking calls. I go, okay, I see you. Just let me ask this question. I'm going to get you. I see you. That's 202. I'm going to get you. Don't go nowhere. My second question, the million-dollar question, which I know a lot of publishers and authors would like to know from y'all two ladies that do this at a high rate, what do you guys think about the paperback market right now with the birth of ebook? What have you guys done, or what have you seen to move paperback still in the market the way that it is?
Well, you got to keep your product on hand. You know, the industry has changed, so you know you may not have as many paperbacks as you would have, you know, when we first started. But you all, there's always customers that want the feel of that book in their hand, so you must, you know, have that available for them. But again, it goes into shifting with the times. So if paperbacks are not in demand, then you need to find out what is. Whether that's the audiobooks, the ebook market, you need to make sure that in any form that your novel can be read or downloaded, you are available and you up on. So that you can always stay relevant and change with the times.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm a paperback lover. Let me say that first. I would prefer a paperback any day over an e-book. I'm the person who likes the feel of the paper. I told Nini this before. I like to curl up in the corner of a couch with a book, and the e-book just does not do it for me. Well, there's a lot of people out there who think like that. So for the paperback, I think that as long as you make sure that they are where people go to buy books, then I think that you can still be successful with paperback. I think one of the problems is with the e-books, there's a lot of e-books out there, and then when the paperback readers try to find those particular books in paperback and they don't, that's when they go out and start buying their Kindles and their notes, because the world has shifted, and that is the only way that they can find them. But some of those readers who are doing that, they still prefer paperback. So if you put them out there where they can find them, they still will go out and get your paperback. And to me, that all comes back to marketing, to let the people out there know, hey, we still print paperback, and they're in the stores, and you can still get them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Yes. I'm going to take these callers. We got some hands up now. They done playing with us. They, like, let us in. For real. 202-905. Good evening. You live with the crew of Writing Royalty and Sharice and Shauna.
Hi, Sharice. Hi, Shauna. This is Black. Hi, Bebo. Hi, Nini. Hi, everybody.
Hey. What's good,
hey,
Black? How you?
Hey, Black. I'm good. It's so funny that, you know, that this is the topic of the evening, because I literally just sent Shauna a text message a few nights ago going, I can't believe that you do all of this, and it's appreciated. And, you know, Sharice, I know you do the same thing for the cartel. And it's a lot of work. It's got to be a lot of work, because you have to make sure that your author's work is on time, that it's correct, that it's presentable, it's marketable. Then you have to deal with your distributors and everybody else and everything else that's going on. And you have to take the time and the patience to kind of groom us, because that's exactly what it is. I mean, you have to call it what it is. The author, anybody can write a story. And you have to be able to put it all in a box and be like, this is what I'm marketing. This is a part of my brand. This is a part of, you know, my family, my team. And that's what I've learned with G Street. They've had to reel me back sometimes to go, Black, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, and Shauna's always on me, like, Black, don't do that. Don't do that. So, you know, I'm thankful for that, though, because I've grown. I've grown so much from watching her. And you are very much appreciated, and I'm sure anybody under the G, anybody under the cartel can say that about their publisher, that they really appreciate everything that you all do. Because it's not an easy task. It can't be an easy task. Not at all.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely
have embarked on your journey, and congratulations to you, Black, for
yes
the first Pink Angel Publications drop, Lust Playground. And I know that you're proud, and we're proud of you to see you flourishing, mm-hmm, and we wish you continued success.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, if you need
thank
all
you
of
I
us,
learned it from,
let us know.
I learned it from a G. I learned it from two G.
Actually, two G, right? That wasn't two.
So, you know, they grow me. They grow me. And I'm learning and constantly bothering Shauna. I'm sure sometimes she look at her call ID and be like, oh, you have Black again. But, you know, that's how I learn. I learn because she teaches me, and I'm like a sponge, so I try to absorb everything that I can, take it all in, so I can one day be where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. That's all I can say, ladies. Thank you, because you all are my heroes. I always told Shauna that from the beginning. In the beginning, I was like, I was starstruck. I was totally starstruck because I was like, these are my heroes. Because they are doing what I ultimately want to do. So, again, thank you, ladies.
Wow.
I'm getting ready to go back into my lab. Got some work to do, so the boss lady won't be on me. But you all have a good night. I just wanted to support.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank
congratulations,
you
too.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Good night. All I think
right
we have a 404.
We're going to take 404. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew. Shauna and Sharice are on the line.
Oh, what's up? This is Cash.
Cash,
hey,
buddy.
Yeah,
what's
this
good,
is Cash.
Cash.
How y'all doing?
What's
all right.
Up,
all right. I'm going to get on and off here, but this is for Sharice and Shauna. You know, I've been in the game as a writer for 7 or 8 years, but my question is, a publisher and just coming out with my own label, Lockdown Publications, I want each of you to share one jewel with me when it comes down to signing offers and selecting a product. If each one of you could just give me one jewel that would be, you know, that you consider most important.
Well, for me, I mean, whatever it is that you are marketing as far as your brand, like with the cartel, we like to make sure that our stories are original storylines, something that's not been written before or is written in a different way. With you having your own company, you have to know what it is that you're looking for and make sure you go after that. Don't just pull in people just to have names or just to have books. Make sure that everything that you pull in and everything that you do represents your brand to the fullest. That's how you
okay
want
to. Okay.
Right, and I have to agree. I mean, that's the most important thing is to, I mean, you know that you want good stories, so you have to make sure you get those good stories. You can't just take somebody because they say, hey, I'm a hustler. They have to have a good story. And, you know, like in the beginning, before we grew as large as we are, Dee and I used to read every single submission, every single one. So, I really am not lying or exaggerating. We read every single submission. And both of us like the type of book. And, you know, like, I'm more on the contemporary erotica side, and he's slightly contemporary on the street side. And that book, whatever was in that submission, had to appeal to both of us, or you didn't get a phone call.
Okay.
And that's for real. Like, that's the need to make sure that those stories are good. And the way that I kind of look at it is, if I want to read it and I like it, then 9 times out of 10 that reader out there will want to read it.
Okay. Let me follow up question on that. When people were submitting manuscripts to you, with me, I generally can tell if they'll just submit the first 5 chapters. Does it take for you to read the entire book, or after the first 3 to 5 chapters, do you know then?
Well, Cash, you gotta. That's gonna go back to what you're willing to accept. When we first started at the cartel, we would accept maybe your first 4 chapters. But what we found out was, you send a good 4 chapters in it, and I hit you and I say, you know, this is cool, this is strong. Let me see the rest of the manuscript, and then you don't come back with anything. and I just wasted my time because you can't complete the novel. You don't know how, you're scared, whatever the case may be. So in order to avoid that, you have to put your stipulations up front. And when you have your submissions, you say, I'm either accepting 4 or 5 chapters or don't even send anything in unless you have a full manuscript. And that way you eliminate worrying about, you know, hearing back from somebody or the rest of the book being whack. You know, it start off strong and then it just fizzles down from there. You can eliminate all that by putting your guidelines in effect in the beginning.
Okay, Aaron, to clarify that, just to follow up on that, supposing like when they send the whole manuscript in, but I'm like, if I read the first 3 or 4 chapters and it just ain't biting, then I don't read the entire book. Because the first chapters have not grabbed me. But sometimes you miss a quality story because it's just presented wrong, where it starts slow but it's really a good story.
Well, that comes in again to what it is you're willing to put on your label. We want to hit our readers up front. We don't want you to have a chance to say, oh, I can put that down. You know, we want you to get into it, and then you miss dinner, you done burned dinner, the babies is mad at you because the book is so good, you couldn't put it down. You done messed up, and you ain't even feed your kids at night. So your book has to open up hard. If it don't open up hard, then you may miss that opportunity. So that's another thing. Yeah, it has to open up right now. We don't want to hope that the reader will stick with it long enough to get into the meat of the story. No. Hit them hard from page one.
And that's what I know as an author, but as a publisher, I can tell you, like, the story, when I first signed with Wahida under Trust No Man, that story was presented to other people before. But as a writer, I started it off slow and built to the story. But what the thing was that after being turned down some, and then somebody at Wahida's company just happened to get it and read it, and then it was like, okay, this is the best story, street story I read. But when she signed me to republish it, then the editor said, okay, we're going to have to start the first chapter off different. So what I'm saying by that is, of course, I know as a publisher, I'm not going to publish their book if it starts off slow. But in reviewing it, sometimes they have a good story, right? But you just have to tell them to rewrite the beginning. But as a publisher, how far do you read before you make a decision?
It goes back to what I'm saying. In this day and age, with everything that's out here on the market, with so many choices that people have to make, you have one shot. You got to hit them and hit them hard first. You don't want to sit there and wait and see if somebody, look, my story, you know, it's just revving up, it's revving up, and it got gas, give it a cent. No, you don't have time for that.
Right.
You got to hit them hard first. That's what I'm looking for. If you don't hit me hard in the beginning, then I'm going to put it down, and then you miss your shot.
Okay, so that's to the people that are making submissions. They got to come straight to the publisher, hitting hard, too.
From page one, yes.
That's right. Okay.
Well, it needs to happen quick because I'm going to put it down fast.
Absolutely.
If you look at our submissions guidelines, somebody can submit 3 chapters. We'll take 3 chapters. Those 3 chapters have got to be strong in order for us to ask for that full manuscript, or we're not going to ask for it. Like, why?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You got 3 chapters to prove yourself.
Okay, well, that's what I was looking at, because in my thing, that's what I do. I'll have them submit the first 3 to 5 chapters, and if that don't catch my attention, then I know that that's not going to work, you know? Okay, so that's what I wanted to know from y'all, and I want to congratulate you, Shana, and you, Therese, on y'all's success with your companies and everything. And I'm going to let somebody else get on here and talk.
Yo,
Peace, Nene, Tony.
All
Yo,
right.
What's up, man? What's up, Aaron?
Okay. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Cash. Congratulations to you, too, Cash.
I appreciate you.
Before you go, congratulations. You know, you've been dodging me. But I just wanted to tell you, man, you are finished, brother. Done. I can't believe you called into this show tonight. The way you've been dodging me. This is it. That's it right there, man.
I'm burying
you in a suit that don't fit now.
I'm
Aaron to Aaron, they're going to put you in your casket in your Legion suit, bro. So I'm gone. I'm gone.
Guys.
Peace out. All right, peace out.
All right, Cass, before you hang up, I got something I need to say to you.
Okay.
Welcome to the family.
Oh.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I see you. Appreciate
all
you. All right, peace.
Good night, Cass. Thanks for calling.
All right,
Chief.
Yes,
thanks, Paula. Okay, we got 202-215. Good evening. Who are we speaking
Hello?
With? Hello?
Hey, what's good? It's T Styles. I'm just calling in to give a shout out to my
niece,
T. Hey, hey, Nene Boo.
Hey, Precious. I love you.
I love you back, Mommy. So I was just calling. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time, but I just love the fact that you guys decided to, you know, give a shout out to the people who are who holding us down. Without my VP, you know, there's no me, and that's just like in life. So
that's
just want to say thank you for doing this. You know, I'm always about, like, if you disrespecting my VP or if you're not trying to hear my VP, then you don't have nothing to say to me. And we've been that way for 5 years, because in the beginning it was like, I want to speak to T Styles, I want to speak to T Styles.
Yeah,
but you know, I said the president, you know, quit like
six
this
years.
Is. This, this is my hand. Disrespect her, and we don't have a conversation. So I just want to say thank you guys for pulling her on the air. I love the show. I love what you guys are doing. Congratulations. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. So
you got to take up a few more minutes, though, because you're a publisher, too. We're glad we got you on the line.
No
disrespect. Nah, you can't do that, because this is an interview, and you popped up like you a publisher. People was waiting.
I tried
coming
on the last minute, because I was like, I didn't want to do that. I had to come out and show love to my VP, you know, because she.
Thank you, baby.
She holds me down.
All right, could you just answer one question for us, though?
If it's okay with Sean and the VP.
Please.
Okay with that?
Please, I got my pen and pad. You know I'm a student.
I'm
always
listening to you.
All right,
babies, I'm ready.
Yo, this is a gift, so I don't want y'all to say I hogged up the question or nothing. So do anybody got anything interesting they want to ask T Styles right now that they think is more interesting than what I'm going to ask?
Go ahead, Bebo. Let's go.
Go ahead. So the only thing I got is a reader question, so go ahead.
All right. I just want to ask you, you being a publisher and an author, like, when you have to switch hats, and, like, maybe you have to call and deal with the bookstores or deal with the printing company, whatever. Like, if you're dealing with somebody personally, how much of the yin yang you get? Like, oh, this is an author. Like, before you have to let people know.
Well, actually, that's why this conversation or this interview is perfect, because I don't have to deal with that. Like, my vice president deals with all of that. Like, what I deal with is, you know, definitely. You know, the bringing in authors, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in marketing. Marketing is all me. You know, I'm all over the place. I'm always thinking of creative things to do, you know, to try to pull in readers and then the book. So because I have a strong vice president who's calling, you know, the libraries, calling the bookstores, you know, following up, you know, I got a strong editor, and we got a lot of people on the team. I don't have to worry about that. So literally what I do is the marketing, making sure people know who we are, making sure that my readers know I love them, and focusing on my book. But I don't have to deal with any of that. My vice president handles all that.
Mm. That's what's up. See, somebody did have a better question.
It's real. That's why I love this topic, because that without her, like, I can't do it all. You know, so imagine if I didn't have my vice president. I can't be going down there, you know, talking about, how many cases, you know, here and there. The good thing about it is we don't have to worry about invoicing, because, like my vice president said, you pay cartel publications up front or you don't get books. And they're good with that. Like, there are a lot of people who, you know, who bit off more than they can chew. So our processes are in place for me and you. You don't order books that you can't pay for in advance, and that way you don't have nothing to worry about in the future. So what we're finding that happens is because you are you're messing up a relationship when you got some books on tick from somebody and now you don't pay them, you come to us because now you can't go back to them. But you know, you see what I'm saying? So I don't have to. We don't get into all of that. We just she handles it. She handles you know the checks, the whatever we do. We don't even do checks, do we? Credit card.
No.
I don't even do that. Cash and credit card.
No,
that's right.
They do them checks. They'll mess that up.
Yeah, they'll mess that up. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. My vice president does all that, baby. That's why I love her.
And that's a blessing.
It was definitely an honor having you on your line. Having you on the line, Leisha got a question for you, and I appreciate you much.
Well, my question is, I have Silence of the Nine in my Kindle.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, but I was scared to open it.
No,
no, you gotta read
it. Because I know your mind. I'm like, I don't know if I don't know if I can handle this book.
You can, trust me, you can.
Shout out to you, T. That joint, man, I was up all night reading that. That's another perk of being behind the scenes, you know, and as a publisher, you get to read the books first.
Mm-hmm.
That joint right there, that's probably, I would dare to say, that's probably T's best work.
Wow.
I mean, she goes, she goes some whole different places on this one. Some whole different places, and it's crazy, it's twisted, it's a love story, it's eloquent, it's poetic, it's awesome.
Okay,
well, I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you
so much for that. We can't wait. You heard that? If y'all out there listening,
that's crazy.
Yes.
I don't want to take up more of your time, guys. I had to really call in and, you know, and shout out my vice president. Get some hugs from my Nene, baby. And say well, good to Aaron and Shonda. I see you guys doing your things. I think I missed somebody, but I just wanted to call in and show my support.
Leisha.
So great
yes,
show.
We appreciate you so much. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Welcome, honey.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks,
bye-bye.
So sweet. All right. Well, we got 60
any more
left.
Callers? Any more last-minute callers, y'all got to press 1 because we about to go off in 6 minutes.
Left. We want to make sure that both of the publishers have the opportunity to shout out their upcoming projects so that the readers can know what the one click coming out of G Street, what the one click coming out of the cartel, any events you have that are coming up where authors may be, where they can see them really, really soon. We'll start with Shauna, and then we'll close it out with the cartel.
Meaning, you didn't tell me I had to get that list together, so.
Oh, my bad. Give us your top five. Can we get the top five, please? Top five.
You did not even tell me. But what I can say is that we have Aaron Bebo dropping on April 3rd, which is this Thursday. We have Roxy Reynolds, Secrets of a Porn Star, coming out in May.
Yeah.
We have another, May 20th. Then we have another two gentlemen from Charlotte, North Carolina, Marcus Massey and David Pitts. Their book is called The Come Up. They drop on May 22nd. And then, we have a lot more in between there, so you just got to follow us. You got to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and just try to keep up with us because she didn't tell me I had to write this list. and from Shauna, you never know what's going to come from me. You never know. I got some things that I'm working on. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Yeah. I'm excited. Going down. Cartel, what do we have to look forward to in the next couple?
I will, just like we just mentioned, The Silence of the Nine drops today. My T-Styles, that's available to download. And then I'm going to give y'all a little jewel. I might get in trouble for this. But I'm going to give y'all a little something special, something exclusive for your show nobody knows about. The Cartel Publications CEO T Styles is CEO of Rich Bitch Publications, coming to you soon. Brand new company, brand new novel, The Pussy Mob, that drops on April 1st with our COO, our first COO, Tim Smith.
who's going to be running that publications company. So make sure you check it out. The Pussy Mob, followed by The Meanest of Them All, that was dropping June.
Exclusive.
I like that.
I might get thank you for that. Breaking that right here.
I might get in trouble for that one, but I feel at home with you all, so I wanted to drop
man.
That. And
very much. Yo, we
thank
love
you so
exclusives. We're gonna definitely have to have y'all ladies back. Like y'all killed the show. And before we y'all go, I just want to say this real quick. What I've learned listening to both of y'all throughout the show, because I'm a listener as well. I see that both of y'all are powerful women in place, and y'all are so diverse in y'all roles, like, you know, Shauna, and mm-hmm. you, and y'all come together in the business, and y'all still remain so individual, like, it's crazy. That's what I was listening to throughout the show. Like, I could see you, like, it's crazy. That's beautiful.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thanks, Aaron.
Got support. Cartel Publications, Rich Bitch Publications. Cartel got the Silence of the Nine, and we got School of Dolls coming out on Prison Throne. We're going to be at Harlem. We're going to party. We're going to have us a good time. Thank you for having me on the show. I truly appreciate it. I look forward to kicking it with y'all again.
Yes, thank you for
absolutely.
Coming
through. Thank
y'all
yes,
for coming out. Let me say thank you. I'm so glad that you guys had me on tonight. This has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And ladies,
for real,
this
show
Tony.
Was needed.
It was. This is Tony, and I took pages and pages of notes because what you guys dropped tonight, I'm a note taker. Nene, boss lady, I'm in charge of taking notes. But what you guys dropped tonight not only applies to the literary world, but to this business and life in general. So I appreciate and applaud the two of you. Tremendous.
Thank you.
Yes.
Same problem. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hey, and before we drop off the air, this has nothing to do with literary. It has everything to do with life. Ladies, please get your mammogram. Please.
Mm.
If you can't do it for yourself, do it for me.
Mm.
Absolutely.
That's real talk.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that's part of the show. Like, you got to be powerful in all aspects of your life.
Yeah.
That's true. Absolutely. You got to take care of yourself inside and out.
You do. Even when you think you're healthy, you know, you still gotta get checked. Get checked.
Date.
Yes, thank you for
absolutely.
Dropping that jewel, for real. And it was
well,
lovely having
about
you out
all
here.
The bear of bad news. We have about 43
one
seconds.
1 minute left. We got it. Yes, we don't like
right,
to go
thanks,
out with
man.
That air. Y'all want to hit the music, Leisha?
Yes, drop that
absolutely.
Beat.
Absolutely.
All right,
thank
you, everybody.
For
bye.
Take
care, y'all.
Welcome. Thank you and good night.
Yes, right, thank you.
Bye-bye. We thank everybody for coming out. We thank y'all for calling in. We shout out to the chat room. Was on Jumps. Thank you for supporting Writing Royalty. And we will see y'all on Wednesday. Writing Royalty. Have a good evening.
Good night.